The Business Hub
with Focus Technology.
Right, so Andrew's back. How are you, sir?
I'm great, thanks, Mark. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. Good to have you back on the show. And we're taking a real delve in, under the bonnet, if you like, of IT in this segment moving forward. And by listening to this, people will get everything they possibly need to know. It's like the ultimate guide, isn't it, to IT, really. And so I thought it'd be good to actually just take it back to basics and talk about what is a good IT structure or strategy in a business, because I mean, you could take a look in Pirate here and you probably see many different strategies going on, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically every business should have an IT strategy. It's quite important that you understand how your IT system needs to support your business. We find that with newer companies that are aware of technology and they know what's around, they're kind of much more proactive with their IT system. With companies that have had an IT system in place for some time, or companies that are long established but haven't really embraced the new technology, they seem to be constantly fighting against their IT system and it's not quite doing what they want it to do. Our ethos at Focus is that the IT system should completely support the business, not just about the here and now, but the aspirations for the future. In having a bad IT system, you expose your business to risk. We say hope for the best, but plan for the worst, because that's when it's really going to sort of, you know, show the quality of the system and its continuity capabilities, but also down to the psychology of the staff morale. If they're working with a system that supports their job role, they're going to be happier staff, they're going to be more efficient, and you're going to have a sort of better business based on that fact.
Those sorts of measures, they go unnoticed really, don't they, on the whole? But actually, if somebody has a slow computer or they're having problems with a piece of software, there's a massive impact on the business potentially.
Absolutely. It puts them under undue pressure to get work out that maybe they could do a bit quicker. But the difficulty is, you see, that kind of benefit doesn't actually have a cash value as such. You can't measure it financially. But when you look at the overall picture, actually, there is a financial aspect that the more efficient your business is and the happier staff are, the greater revenue you're going to generate, because everybody's, you know, the whole life cycle is working together, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. And just talking about cash for a moment, you mentioned about budgeting for an IT system. What should that look like? How do you calculate that?
Absolutely. Many companies don't budget for IT. It's kind of, in many ways, slipped into the realms of accountants and solicitors. It's kind of that grey area of dull, necessary evil as far as some businesses are concerned. But if you budget for IT, the pain of upgrading is considerably less, because you're already planning that stage. If you have a big upgrade on a life cycle, say every 5 years, then you know you can actually start to budget for that eventuality. There are your sort of annual costs like antivirus subscriptions, cloud subscriptions, etc. But it's the core system stuff that people generally don't budget for. And this year we're seeing Windows Server 2003 being removed. All the support is going from that, which poses significant risks to business if they don't upgrade. But to do that upgrade is actually quite disruptive, or it can be disruptive to the business if it's not planned, budgeted for, and it's not a cheap process.
So moving forward then, I mean, we've got these changes with the Windows servers, and there are some, obviously, some businesses that are going to need to update, which I know you guys are dealing with some of those already, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if
yeah.
people need advice, they can get in touch. But we're in 2015. If you were starting from scratch right now, what would a small SME size business, how would you base your approach to putting in a brand new IT strategy?
The first stage of the approach is a consultative phase. One of the things that we do very much is we actually work with the business, and we generally talk not so much about their IT needs, but their aspirations of business within the next 5 years. So we've seen over the last couple of years the development of cloud technology. We've seen different versions of Windows Server offering different capabilities, and again the desktop Windows 8. But it's a case of looking at what's on offer and actually making a choice that fits the business model. Cloud isn't for everybody, but on-site isn't for everybody, and it's provisioning the flexibility for whatever business direction it needs to take in the future. So there isn't any sort of real hard and fast rule. It is a case of, you know, that consultancy process and actually thrashing out what is it you actually need, because quite often people will buy what they think they need. As a company, we're very open-minded about the products we sell. We don't tie ourselves to particular manufacturers where others will do, so they'll kind of thrust a vendor-specific solution down your throat. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't really work. And for companies that are looking to take that big step or that big upgrade, particularly with what we call line of business applications, you talk about the core stuff that runs your company. So in a legal firm, it would be a case management system. In a manufacturing company, it might be an MRP or an ERP system. Don't go for the first one you see. And if these companies truly want to sell you a good system, actually test it, try it, and phone their existing customers and ask them what their opinion is of it, because you don't truly know how it's going to work until you're actually using it, and that's when the cracks or potential issues start to arise.
Interesting. There's a lot to think about and a lot that you've got to really invest the time in to get right, because it's interesting you say, you know, the conversation you'd have with the client is, well, what's your business going to look like in 5 years? It's actually very relevant, isn't it? Because if all of a sudden you're setting up with five people and you're forecasting to have 25, 30, 50,
yeah,
you know, in 5 years' time, you actually would probably build that system out slightly differently to start with.
Absolutely, and I think one of the pain points for many businesses is actually the cost of licensing, which normally exceeds the cost of actual hardware. But planning the right license model and planning that growth. So again, you know, as a small company, you could buy Windows Server Essentials, but that's got a cap of 25 users.
Yeah.
If you think in 5 years you're going to go beyond 25 users, that's not the product for you. You need the standard edition, which will let you go much, much further than that. Yeah. There's no limit on that one. So it is seriously looking at, you have to forecast and see where you want to go and make sure that what you've got is going to take you down that road until the next technology refresh.
Yeah. Final question for you then. Is it possible to run a business on tablets? I have this obsession in my mind that at some point we'll all be able to ditch the laptops, ditch the desktops, and we will just be connected and able to efficiently run the business with tablets only.
That's another one that, again, it's that process of looking at the business model and whether it would actually work in your environment. Certainly there's businesses we work with where it wouldn't work, principally because the software and the applications that they run aren't tablet suited, unless of course the software was adapted to run on a tablet front end. But I think from an ergonomics point of view, from sitting at a desk point of view, I think you'd have to sort of really look into whether it's actually going to bring any value to your business. I don't know if you've tried seriously typing a long document on a tablet, but it does take a lot longer than if you're sat at a desk with a keyboard.
Yeah.
You can get keyboards for tablets, but then you're adding more and more kit to just get the tablet to do what a desktop PC would do or a laptop would do anyway.
Yeah. Don't take away my dream, Andrew. Don't take away my dream.
Well, Mark, in all fairness, you could have the best of both worlds. We sell products that are basically, they're a hybrid tablet. So they come with a keyboard, etc., attached with the screen. And then you just unclip the screen from the keyboard and you've got the tablet in your hands as well.
My dream is still alive.
There you go.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, how, if we will get there or not, I don't know. But yeah, it's just really an aesthetic goal, I think, for me more than anything
it
else.
It does look a bit
flash. Functional, you know. Very cool. All right. And so let's just finish on a bit of a reality check for people then. If they're not taking this seriously and in budgeting and investing enough in their IT, what is the risk to the business?
Well, the risk to the business with, you know, for example, the withdrawal of the support of XP with Windows 2003, there are other products that are soon to be, you know, have the support withdrawn. It means that vendors aren't writing patches and security fixes for these software, which exposes your business to risk from malicious attacks. We're not talking hackers, we're talking, you know, malware and viruses, as we were discussing the other week. The other bit that is very, very key as well is the recoverability of your system in the absolute worst case scenario. And again, the better you plan and the better you strategize your IT, the less painful that recovery process is going to be. And when I'm talking worst case scenario, I'm talking your building's burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
You need to get your business up and running as fast as you possibly can. And again, that's all part of that development of strategy and budgeting for the worst case scenarios and documenting the whole process.
Yeah, I'm not just saying this because you're here, but it is pretty clear that people need support with this. Unless you are an IT engineer yourself, you are not going to be able to make, possibly, I said I wouldn't, as MD of this business, wouldn't want to be making strategic decisions on IT, quite clearly, because otherwise everybody would be running on tablets and it'd be useless.
Yeah.
So people need support on this. If they want to have a chat with you about it, how do they get in touch, Andrew?
Absolutely. They can get in touch with me on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk or give us a call on 01209 613 660.
And the links are on the website as well. So, Andrew, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate you coming in and sharing the info.
Thank you, Mark.
The Business Hub with Focus Technology.